Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day.
Time for another radio hug. From the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli is here, along with Rich McFadden. And the Dugger looking at this Bobby Jindal hashtag, Bobby, whatever it is. Do all Republicans think the Flintstones is a documentary?
here's another person that tweets. Hashtag Ask Bobby tweets. The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They're having so much fun with this.
Later on in this half hour, Jay, good Doug, you'll be all right. KC, Jay, his brother, K and JC will be here. The Sunshine Band performing at the National Independence Day celebration. So we'll have, I think actually, KC has been with us before. I don't remember whether it was on this occasion, but I know we've talked to him before.
He has been with us a couple of times, yeah.
Good guy. All right. So that's coming up in a few minutes. Meanwhile, there's a story floating around today. This is what happens when you get a woman in your life who tells you what to do, runs your life, ruins your life.
Oh, yeah.
What in the world is going on? With this girlfriend said to his to this guy, get rid of the dog.
Get rid of the dog.
So what happened?
So this guy in Roanoke, Virginia, just says he put an ad on Craigslist and has a picture of the beagle, this cute little dog, and it says free to any willing home. And the ad reads, my girlfriend doesn't like my beagle, Molly. So I have to rehome her. She's a purebred from a wealthy area, and I've had her 4 years. She likes to play games, not totally trained, has long hair, and she's a little high maintenance, especially the nails, but she loves having them done. Stays up all night yapping, but sleeps while I work, only eats the best, most expensive food, will never greet you at the door after a long day, and or give you unconditional love, doesn't bite, but she can be mean as heck. So, anyone interested in my 30-year-old, selfish, wicked, gold-digging girlfriend? Come and get her. Me and my dog want to be rehomed ASAP.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Isn't that terrific?
Great.
That's
one way to dump a girlfriend.
All right.
Love me, love my dog.
Never get between a man and his dog.
This week is an unusual week for a lot of different people's psyche is different because it's a vacation week. Even though the same crazy stuff is going on, there are other things that we have been talking about that I think have had some impact, if not any other way than the psychology. First of all, the moon is full, so it's a wonderful time to make romantic wishes. If there's more, supposedly more power to it, whether it's summertime, vacation time, the moon, whatever. Whatever it is, if you didn't see it last night, hopefully you'll see it tonight. It's about a 3-day window. The day before it actually gets to full moon, it actually kind of looks like it's full. Then the night, which is the Wednesday night, Thursday morning time, and then the next night, where you sit outside in the sand or you sit on the porch or you go out in the car and you pull off to the side of the road and you look at the moon and you sort of think loving things or make promises or ask. So what would have been... without this extra second that was added in this week, another occurrence, what would be the fate of the planet if we didn't have this 1 second? Periodically, international timekeepers add a second to the clock to compensate for irregularities in the rotation of the planet. I didn't feel it. Did anybody feel it? Notice anything different? Were we on late, Richie?
I was a little dizzy last night, but other than that, yeah.
Were we late getting on the air?
Could have been to Jack Daniels, you know.
Is that what it was?
Could have been.
Jack Daniels. He didn't like Jack Daniels. We, this week, have been focusing on, I did a little quick research, and I didn't have time to do this. If you're wondering about what it costs to go to school, and then you're paying the debt after you get out of school, to look at the more positive side, I have been grousing about this for a long, long time. What happens when you get a college degree? Why do you need a college degree? What happens to those people who are in debt? I mean, there are all kinds of things. So if you want to know what the 20 best-paying college degrees are, here's where it goes. You ready?
Yep.
I know, Richie, you want to do the top 10. Should we do the top 10 or the top 20? Top 20. Actually, it's a pretty interesting.
Just roll them off.
All right. Top 20... in terms of college degrees, construction management average pay is starting at $50,000. Mid-career pay is $87,000. Top of the scale, about $100,000. If you have an information systems degree, starting at $49,000, that's the average start. $87,000 is the midpoint, and about $110,000 is what you get at the top of the scale. Government management, $41,000 to start, $88,000 median, and up the top of the scale. There are many people who work for the federal government get $120,000, $130,000, $140,000 a year. I don't know if you knew that or not. Degree in mathematics, Richie, $46,000 is where it starts. That's mostly for teachers, $88,000 in the middle. Do you know a lot of teachers are making $80,000, $90,000 a year now?
In my former town of Port Washington, Long Island, New York,
yeah,
assistant principals were making $250,000.
Oof.
Teachers were making $125,000, $150,000. Yeah. This is starting salary.
Yeah. Ooh. Management info system degree, Richie, $50,000 to start, $90,000 in the middle, and go upwards. Wow. There. I think the two numbers that are significant are the starting pay and the middle pay. A software engineering degree, $56,000 to start, $91,000 in the middle. Finance degree, $47,000 to start, $91,000 in the middle. Statistics, $50,000 to start, $93,000. I think that'd be an important job, being able to understand and manage stats. Like, it's research, in essence. That's a research degree.
It is so boring, though.
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
Well,
you gotta have, there are people around who are good at that.
Oh, I know who like that stuff.
A civil engineering degree, $53,000 to start, $93,000 in the middle. Computer science degree, $56,000 to start, $97,000 in the middle. Let's see, the economics degree, $48,000 to start, $97,000 in the middle. Computer engineering, this is people who know how to fix them, $61,000 to start, $87,000 in the middle. A physics career, what do you do with that? $50,000 to start, $99,000 in the middle. Biomed engineering, get that, $54,000 to start, $101,000 in the middle, Richie. Applied mathematics degrees, these are tax people for the most part. Let's see, $56,000 to start, $101,000 in the middle. Nuclear engineers start at $63,000, middle point of their career, $104,000. Electrical engineering, $60,000, $104,000 in the middle. Chemical engineering, $64,000, $108,000 in the middle. Aerospace engineers start at $60,000, go to $108,000 in the middle of their career. And petroleum engineering, the highest starting pay of college graduates on average, $93,000 to start their first job, $157,000 to $160,000 mid-career pay, most of them by the time they're done, well over $200,000. So those are the things to point. You want to point your children in the right direction.
So that philosophy degree is really going to go far.
Yeah, help yourself.
Yeah.
Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band, up next here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, can you keep a secret? Well, it may depend on your, get this, birth order in the family. Here's the developmental science of it. It seems that the oldest brother or sister in a family can keep secrets better and longer than the other kids in the family. Mothers and fathers teach this strategy by saying, don't tell your little brother, and this translates to the real world. If you're bursting at the seams to tell a secret, make sure you only tell it to a firstborn individual. They'll keep it. Want to get a secret out of someone? The reverse is true. Go to the person who's the baby of their family, and they'll spill the beans every time. What's the cheap psychological trick? Keeping a secret is a valuable skill, but it's something that's taught before the secret can be kept. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugger is a three-time All-Star and the 1990 National League Rookie of the Year. He racked up over 300 career home runs in his 14-year career. So where is David Justice now? In 2007, David was inducted into the Atlanta Braves Hall of Fame. He was originally hired to play himself in the Oscar-nominated movie Moneyball, but the role was recast with actor Stephen Bishop, who at one time was in the Atlanta Braves farm system.
We met, and then when I got to the spring training for the first time, I saw him in the locker room, and I was in plain clothes, and he was like, what are you doing here, man? Like, are you supposed to be here? Thinking, hey, you know, I'm a stalker or something like that.
Looks like there's no justice in Hollywood. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Rude, crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But man,
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. It's time to go to bed, but you're wide awake. How can you shut down naturally?
Go prehistoric. Our ancestors went to bed when it got dark. What else could they do? But with modern lighting and electronics, we can stay up and not be bored.
That's great, unless it interferes with your sleep. A good night's rest is critical in today's fast-paced, mentally challenging work world.
So take a note from our ancestors. Research shows going dark about an hour before it's time to go to bed works wonders.
Ideally, you'll dim the lights, turn off the computer, and put your smartphone away.
If you just can't stand that thought, dim your screens and consume calming content.
Sleep like a cave dweller for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Offensive without a lot of funny. Feral and Hart are flaccid, and Get Hard could use a little blue pill. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Today on App Check, SkyDrive lets you remotely access and work on any Microsoft Office document from your iDevice. Free from Microsoft only, SkyDrive.
It's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich murderous man with ice in his veins. The Jinx is a real-life killer thriller. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
How about we have a quick retro to some of the great songs in the career of Harry Wayne Casey and his group, KC and the Sunshine Band. Crank it up, Richie. Let's have a little montage.
Oh, yeah.
I think this may be my favorite. Yep. Keep going, Richie.
That's how we all know these songs.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's so much fun to have him here. Right? What'd you say?
I'm your booty man.
All right. I'm going to keep going with this.
If I keep going, we'll never get him on.
We'll never get him on. Harry Wayne Casey, welcome back to Good Day, Sir. How are you doing? Happy 4th.
How you doing?
Well. And how about you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, so this year, 35 years, the Capital 4th celebration, you along with Bradley Whitford, who is the host of the show, Barry Manilow is going to be there. Why do you want to do this sort of thing? What is there about it that gives you a kick, you and your guys?
Well, we've been asked to do it many, many times. Our schedule just never would, you know, would never work. And, you know, it's the 239th anniversary celebration of our independence. And it's in the Capitol, and where else to spend it, you know, July 4th, but in, you know, the Capitol.
Right.
Casey, what's it like to stand on a stage? I mean, I guess you won't know it yet, but how do
it's
you...
It's scary.
To look out at 200,000 people, 150,000 people, and see the Lincoln Memorial in front of you and the Washington Monument right there behind you. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be just cool.
Well, that is. It's going to be awesome. I haven't gotten there yet.
Right.
So, but, you know, it's going to be great. You know, it's. I don't think it'll be any different than looking out in, you know, in a smaller venue or a larger venue. We've played, you know, major venues before, so it's just exciting to see people coming together. I mean, I think that more than anything means more than anything, just seeing people come together as kind of one, you know, for mm-hmm. an event or anything. I just think that's the greatest, you know, thing to witness, actually.
You have so many songs. Do you know what you're going to play? Do you have some idea?
Well, we're doing a medley of three songs of Keep It Coming Love, Shake Your Booty, and That's the Way I Like It. That's what we wanted, yeah.
So you don't have that much time, then. There's a lot of other...
We have 7 minutes and 45 seconds, and I believe the symphony orchestra that's going to be there is also performing with us at the same time.
So. It was symphony orchestra cool. with us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
What's the most fun you have when you're doing something like this? Is it connecting with the audience? Is it going down those streets that you've gone down? I mean, how many times have you sung? You must think about this from time to time. How many times you've sung all
these
songs?
I really don't think about that much. I mean, you know, the most amazing part of any artist's career, I think, is getting up on the stage and actually having the connection now with the audience and the people that have supported you. Up until that point, the audience knows everything about you, and they connect with you, but you have no connection until you get up on that stage. So that's our connection, or that's my connection anyway. And it's just great to see, you know, how the music moves people. And in return, the evening becomes magical because the audience now, you know, moves me, you know, so it's like a great give and take thing, and it's just great to feel, again, that oneness and feel, and to be able to connect with the fans and the people that have supported us throughout the
So in the early years. 70s, you know, funk was really kind of just a baby, and you guys started out as like a funk band, and then were able to take it and turn it into like these massive hits. But do you still get into are your roots still funk?
I've always really liked all kinds of music, but more R&B than anything. I mean, R&B kind of lost its way here recently, and I think it's kind of coming, you know, music's kind of coming back now. So, I've just always liked all kinds of music, but again, you know, probably more R&B than anything. I mean, we don't have great R&B like we did in the 60s and 70s anymore.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. You know, everything's changing. I mean, country's changing. Country is, you know, like the Eagles. I mean, you know, nowadays. So, I don't know. Everything's just kind of changing and evolving, and some of it's kind of, I mean, you listen to the radio today, and the music is like a mixture of 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's pretty pretty interesting what's happening out there musically.
Hey, there's still lots of great music being made, unfortunately.
No, there is. I mean, I don't think it's as soulful, you know, heartfelt as music was back then, because you don't have a lot of real musicians playing some of this music.
That's it. It's all commercial. It's like films. It's all computer-driven. There's nothing left to chance. You got 18 tracks, and 17 of them are somebody's put a formula into a computer, and they come out with this stuff, and there's no more Wrecking Crew.
And auto-tune,
And auto-tune.
Right. Yeah, so there's no more Wrecking Crew. There's no more, what was the other, the Funk, what do they call the guys?
Funk Brothers.
The Funk Brothers, right.
Oh, yeah.
Dan, Casey, what was the name of your backup band that you guys, you used a studio band when you started, right?
I just used a studio band, and then the first record was just really me and a studio musicians. I named it Casey and the Sunshine Man. There was no band. I mean, there really wasn't one.
Wow.
And basically, the studio musicians, we went out as the band.
So you took those people that were in the band.
Yeah, I took my Funk Brothers with me.
You did. They must have loved that.
Yeah.
How much time a year do you spend on the road now?
About 70, 80 shows a year.
Wow. Good for you.
That's great stuff.
All right, keep it up. And we'll look forward to seeing you on the Capitol 4th presentation Saturday.
You guys all have a happy 4th of July.
You as well.
Too.
8
happy
o'clock
4th.
Eastern Time. Capitol 4th, 8 o'clock Eastern Time on the 4th. Casey and the Sunshine Band appearing there.